Hey everybody, so before we jump into today's podcast, I just wanted to A, thank you guys, give you a little bit of a reminder. If you enjoy this content, however you're watching it, consuming it, please like, follow, subscribe, whatever you gotta do, comment on it if you can, leave us a review. It really helps us out and it can help grow our platform and reach more people. And if you know someone that can benefit from this, please share it with them. If you have a question, if you wanna reach out to us, let us know. And then lastly, we have all of our amazing programs, courses, and coaching available in the resources below. So check that out. Definitely take advantage of it. We have everything from free options all the way up to paid programs and everything in between to fit pretty much anyone's budget. And it's just a matter of how customized it's going to be based on the price point. So there's really something for everybody. Thank you guys. Let's get on into the episode.
Yeah, they started that major alert when they record you now.
Yeah, did you hear that? I was like, what? I don't know where this audio feedback comes from. But fun fact, we're recording now, guys. Now we know.
Transparency.
That's it.
Can't take it back.
Yeah. So, Katie, one thing I want to do, and I want to do this for everybody that's watching too, because I think this can be helpful. And we were kind of talking even before we got going. I know it can be a crazy week sometimes, especially when we're recording this. It's a Friday. It's a long week. Lots of things going on. You know, I find it helpful. I'm curious if you're down with this. If we just take like 30 seconds to a minute just to do a breathing exercise, we call it a mindful minute, so to speak. What do you think about that?
Yeah, let's do it, because I just came off of meetings and I'm frazzled, so I'll indulge you.
Me too, dude. Like, I literally, like, we just came out of a meeting and I'm with you on that. So I figure we'll do, and we can experiment with a lot of different options, but I'm a big fan of box breathing. So what we'll try and go with is just doing a 2 to 4 second inhale, and then we're just going to hold that inhale for about 2 to 4 seconds. Then we'll exhale for 2 to 4 seconds, and then we're going to pause for 2 to 4 seconds before we do that inhale again. So again, it kind of represents these four checkpoints representing a box, and I'll kind of give us a countdown and we'll just kind of go through it and see what it brings up for us. I'm even going to get my timer going. We're going to get fancy.
I'll follow you.
All right, y'all. So we'll do a nice inhale for 3, 2, 1. Let's just hold. 3, 2, 1. Big exhale. 3, 2. One, hold it. 3, 2, 1. Nice inhale. Pause. 3, 2, 1. Good exhale. 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Let's go through one more cycle. Breathing in. 2, 1. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Exhale. 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. And slowly just bring it back. Sometimes a little minute can do a lot.
Especially when you're angry. Taking that minute to breathe before you react sometimes.
Which I am not so good at. I'll be very transparent. I suck at that. So this has been...
It's a practice.
Exactly. And that's speaking of practice and speaking of just having a lot of kind of overwhelming variables going on and factors, talk to me about just how we're doing, dude. Because I know we were talking about, even from the last time we chatted, wanting to work in this balance. Balance has been like a key word, right? Of all your training on from this, the disciplinary training of getting... the runs in, getting our swims in, getting the bike time, balancing out the strength and conditioning pieces we're working in, being able to work in mobility, working in foam rolling, working in recovery. Oh yeah, we have to eat too. And hey,
guess nutrition.
And guess what? You also have a career and you have like career developmental things and tasks along those lines. So that's so much going on, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I definitely would take a breather for balance, because I struggle with perfectionism. And if I can't do it 100%, then I'm like very black and white, and that doesn't really work. Also the intrusive thoughts of like, I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, that's my initial thing. Like, I never really want to work out. but I like sign up for all these endurance events. And, like, I do all this stuff because it like really helps with my depression and my mood when I work out, right? Like, that's like my natural way of like helping myself. So it's like kind of like, which comes first, chicken or the egg? Like, I'm depressed because I don't work out, but I'm also like depressed because I'm like not working out. Like, it's like, I said that wrong, but I was like, how do I say it? Like, I need to work out to feel good, but I don't want to work out because I don't feel good. That's a better way of putting it. Like, it's just like, you need to, it's all mental, and excuses and stuff. So I was feeling good. I worked out, I lifted this past weekend, and I felt really good and strong. And I didn't follow exactly like the plan, but I like used to work out at the gym. So I was like feeling like, I did like some weighted squats and like some hip thrusters. And like, I was just kind of like doing stuff like that was comfortable, like to get in the vibe. And I felt really good about it. And then the next day I did it again. And then, you know, we roll into the work week and it's like, I have an hour and a half swim and then an hour bike and then a 30-minute run. And I'm working out for 3 hours. Then I have, like you said, work, everything. So then the week kind of fell apart. I haven't done strength again since Monday. You know, so then I feel bad about it. Like, how do you balance all of those things? Because it makes me feel good when I do it, but then it's like just having like literal time and then being tired, like, oh, I'm tired from these workouts and from mentally tired too, from like my job. I have like a stressful job running an e-commerce business and like dealing with clients and stuff. So I don't know. I think, and I'm like avoidant. Like, I was going to say like, Mike, let's just not do this call. Like, I just not even in the mood. Like, I like shut down when I feel overwhelmed and like pull away. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll go do the call. Like I was telling you, I was like sitting, sweating in a sports bra. So being real about it, like people look at me and go, I'd never think you were depressed. I'd never think you struggled. Like, you're always so happy on your Instagram. You're always so inspiring. I'm like, no, every day, like, I struggle to get out of bed. I struggle to get the workouts done. I struggle to keep up relationships. Like, so I think sometimes people look at the outside like it's truth and like they don't really know. Like, it's not easy for me just because I do Ironman or endurance sports. It's still like, it's just as challenging as somebody doing a 5K. I don't think it matters the distance. It's still the same discipline of like committing to something and then doing it.
For sure. And there's like, again, there's, you touched on some really important points and a few things. I was kind of jotting down some notes too, because you really hit some great points to unpack. And one of the big things that was kind of jumping out at me is like that component of perfectionism, right? And that idea of wanting it to be exactly by the book or exactly as it was planned. And going back to the component of the mental side of like, well, you know, maybe like you said, chicken or the egg, like I might feel depressed. I know I have to work out, but if I can't do it exactly as the schedule was allocated to, or the routine we established, oh, it's not going to be exactly on Tuesday and Thursday at this time to this time, I shouldn't do it, or the avoidant to want to pull back. And I wonder, it sounds like there's just this pressure that can kind of come obviously with that, and the ability to juggle the pressure, the kind of action steps that you're taking. And the fact that you're even here right now clearly indicates the strength that you have, the ability to overcome it. But I want to dig in specifically on that pressure for a second to talk about that, because I think a lot of people can relate to that. I can relate to that from wanting to put all those things in. So, you know, when it comes to that pressure and you feel it kicking in, you know, what do you find to be the most impactful component from, whether it's something you can control or hopefully something that you can control, whether it's exercise, if it's and running, or just meal prep? What does that look like? What kind of helps you there?
For me, it's like the desire, like the fear. Like, fear is a motivator. I'm reading this book called like Feel the Fear, Do It Anyway right now. And like, I don't want to work out, right? But I'm like fearful that I won't finish the swim, right? Like, I'm scared I'm going to be too slow. I'm going to get pulled out of the water. Not so much that I couldn't physically complete it, but I maybe couldn't complete it in the time allotted. So it's like the fear like makes me go do the workout. Like today, I didn't want to go. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna take a rest day, not feeling it. But then I was like, oh, but like, you know, what happened? Like, it's like the fear of like, if I skip the workout, I won't. So I went and I like did part of it because the pool situation, I keep getting kicked out of the pool with like COVID and restrictions and time, but whatever, I still did something. But like, I don't have that same drive with strength training, because as much as like, as we work towards and like, you know, can we reflect back on this as we get closer to Ironman training, that like, you know, you need the strength to go, you know, that distance. But right now I don't feel it as urgently, because like technically if I didn't strength train, doesn't affect, like, I mean, you want to be strong for the swim, but like what I'm going to do in the next 4 weeks with strength training is not going to like dramatically change my swim time. Right. So when I think of priorities in my head, I was like, I need to get the time in the pool. So I guess what kind of like makes me do stuff is like, I have to like almost turn off my brain and be like, just go do it. Like today I was like, I didn't like, not telling myself, I don't want to do this. So telling myself like, I want to do it. Like, even though I don't, like, it's like, stop telling yourself, like, I can't, I won't, I don't want to, because then your mind, you know, even though I was like dealing with a difficult client, I didn't want to answer the phone because I was feeling like a major, you know, I don't know if we can curse, feeling like a bitch. I was feeling like a bitch. And I was like, you know what? I can't. Like, I always say, like, I can't. And I'm trying not to do that. I'm like, you know what? Took a breather. And I was like, hey, how's it going? And I did the call, because it's always better to do it and get it done. They always say like, you always regret the things you don't do versus things you do. So I'm trying to be more like that. But when it comes to the, you know, sports and conditioning part, I really think it's just like, I struggle because I do so many things. Like, I feel motivated enough. If I wasn't doing the swim or Ironman, like I was just training with you, I would like do it, because it's like, I try to do, I don't know if you have this with other clients, I'm trying to do too many things, trying to start my podcast, working, I'm dating now again, I'm, you know, training for an endurance swim, I'm training for Ironman, I'm trying to see my friends, like, it, cook, like, there's too many things, right? So it's like, something's gonna fall by the wayside. So in terms of sports right now, it's like, that's where the, like, the strength comes, like, it's just falls by the wayside, you know, which is, it's important to me, but maybe not as important right now as other things. But it bothers me, because I'm like, I signed up for this and I said I was going to commit to it, and then I'm not doing it, and the shame and guilt cycle, go around. So anyway, long-winded answer to that question, but yeah.
Those are the best kind of answers, in my opinion, is the ones that really you cover, like, again, this wide spectrum of approach and the feelings and everything that's coming up with that. And the kind of thing that I jotted down too is this idea of committing or feeling like you're doing too much and spreading yourself thin. I'm no stranger to that, to be very transparent. Like, and many people that, if you've watched me before, you've like followed me in any capacity, you'll know that about me. And like you said, you have not, first off, let's just unpack the idea of training for 3 hours in and of itself, that's not involving strength and conditioning. And then in addition to that, having to then factor in to not only your bandwidth, but your schedule and your time to, now I have to block out at least 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes or 60 minutes to strength and conditioning. And I wanted to do that because I committed to that, right? And then you put that pressure right on yourself, and it becomes this negative feedback loop and the thought distortion, like you said, that kind of comes with that of like, well, I signed up for this, right? I wanted this. Why am I not doing it? So I wonder, this idea of like doing too much, if you were to list all these things out and you do kind of look at the priorities of them, what are some things that you would feel most confident with dropping consistently? Not like one time, not just for 1 week, but what are some of the things that you'd feel most okay with dropping for maybe a couple of weeks, 2 to 4 weeks?
Yeah. See, like right now, I feel like everything's kind of like a non-negotiable of like my sports. Cause like when you do triathlon, you have to swim, bike, run. So the three of them are there. And then nutrition's key. You can't take nutrition out, which I've been eating Cheetos and Hershey's bars and like drinking 10 cups of coffee. Like, my nutrition is shit, like, right now, to be honest. I was like, wow, this Maggie Fisher cross bay swim is fueled by Starbucks Impossible sandwich. Like, literally, I eat that every day. So not that it's like the worst thing to eat, but working in health and wellness, like, I guess I would say that's fallen by the wayside, and I'm getting by, but again, like, it would be better to eat better. And then it's like, I have cut back a little bit on like hanging out with friends and going out, like drinking as much. I never was like a huge drinker, but like, I felt like that needs to get cut back, because if you wake up hungover, I'm definitely not doing my workout or getting everything as done as possible. So I feel like, you know, there's a couple areas that I could be more, you know, laxed around, but other things, you know, not. And I feel like with the strength, like I actually felt better lifting. I don't know if that makes sense. Like I never really, I felt stronger and like tighter. Like I was like, oh, like this is good. It's going to help me. Cause when you're doing, cardio all the time, you're not, I don't want to say like you're feel like you're wearing yourself down, but it's not the same kind of muscle building, right? Like I don't really get as sore from the endurance stuff because I'm using those muscles versus like when I did the workout and I'm doing like, you know, some deadlifts or squatting or any of that stuff. Like I'm using muscles I never use, which, you know, will help with injury and stuff. So I was motivated to that, but I think it's just not, I don't want to say I don't care enough. I just don't care enough.
So to your point, this idea of maybe, and like, I'm curious, I'm going to just reflect what I'm hearing here in the sense that I want you to tell me if it kind of resonates. Is this idea of maybe it's not that you're not caring enough. It's just, again, when you look at this list and you look at all the things that have to happen and you look at what is the most incentivizing variable, especially when it comes to fear, especially if it's a fear-based approach or something that's going to be impacting and powerful for you. You're like, hey, I still have time. Potentially, like you said, like, hey, in another 2 to 4 weeks, I might have more time to work in the strength condition, to see the strength impact, to see the power and the injury prevention component. And then also like there's this balancing component of like, hey, you work so hard during the week. And especially from that perfectionist mindset to wanting to unwind a little bit, to have a social component of it, to saying, hey, I can have, I'm just going to say, this is how we're going to approach it in this sense of like, all right, I'll have a drink, unwind. You know, that's the reward from all the work that goes into it. But being able to then look at it and saying, hey, you know what? I was able to get my runs. I was able to get my swim. I got this stuff in. So I'm keeping that part of it moving forward. There's always that interesting dynamic and that interesting part to it. But knowing still at the end of the day, like you mentioned, it does feel good when you're strength training. And that point of, hey, there is a benefit, right? Like the difference of running, working muscle fibers that are slow twitch more so and more of a slow dominancy versus a fast twitch or maybe more strength and power based on those type of muscle fibers. And like you said, working it at angles or different movements, it won't become a priority until then all of a sudden you're injured. Then you're like, oh shit, now I need to be able to really, I wish I would have put more time into that piece of it because the injury crept up on me.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm curious to hear your thoughts around that part of it too, because of all those components.
Yeah. I mean, you said something that kind of struck me of like, we've talked about this idea of like training evolutions or training cycles, and maybe that would help my mentality to go, I reached out to you for a reason. I know I need these things, but also timing's everything, right? So we know my event is July 9th. So once the swim comes and I've accomplished that goal, Ironman's not till November. So you're talking, you know, August, September, October, November. There's like 4 months, four or five months between the two events. So once I complete the swim, I want to take like a maybe 10 to 12 days, like just easy, do whatever I want physically, come back in. I'm going to have more time because, you know, that now I'm starting a new training evolution to prepare for triathlon. And it's still a lot, but it's just a different base. You know, I could grab that extra half an hour here or half an hour there, and then maybe prioritize the month between July and August into September to do more strength. Because it's really when you're training for Ironman, the last 60 days is when it really amps to a level of like, honestly, I forgot, Mike, like how hard it is, you know? So I did it in 2018. And then now like building up, I'm like 2 hours, like these hours of like, when you're doing endurance, it's, there's a level for me where it goes from being fun and I like it to like, this is like a real investment, a challenge. And, I don't want to have to do this for too long because it's like outside of like my threshold of fun. Right. I was like, oh, now I'm like, it's almost a burden, you know, like it's this, commitment and investment that, it's not sustainable, right? Like you have like, oh, I could always maybe compete at this level. And then when you go here, it's like, I can only stay here for a few months because it's not physically possible to, you know, keep working your body like that. So I think it, like in my head, when you said that, I'm like, maybe that's smart just try to do the 1 to 2 days now between now and the event. And then once the event comes, amp it up. Cause I'm the type of person, if I skip one day, then like to more than one day, like James Clear, Atomic Habits, one of my favorite books, he has this motto, don't skip more than once. So with me, with working out, even just doing Tuesday, Thursday, they're so spread out that it's like loosey goosey. Like I'm just like, oh, I haven't done it in so long. What's another day? Like, you know, and so I think I just need to be like more consistent, even if it's shorter. Like for me personally, and how other people feel that listen, like otherwise it just feels too like not part of my routine or my life. Like I'm like, oh, I'm not a person who lifts, you know, like, oh, I only go once a week. Like it's too spread out. You know, versus like, I always like swim, bike, run. It's like every day, like it's, I'm doing one of the sports. So it's always like in my wheelhouse where I just need to add that. And my coach puts strength in the thing. You know, so I have another coach that just does my, triathlon training outside of Mike here, but, you know, she'll say, okay, you know, do your strength from Mike on this day. Cause she's like planning out my, you know, that it'll work well with my, training. Don't do it. So I'm only hurting myself, but, it's, you know, it's not just like mentality, anybody else that like struggles with like depression or anxiety. It's not that I physically can't do these things or necessarily I don't have the time. Like at night, there's no reason why I can't foam roll, do yoga, recovery, whatever. I'm not, you know, cause I just like, you know, sit and watch TikTok.
And then 3 hours go by and you're like, what the, where did my day go? What? Or the evening, yeah. I should say, or you're, and that's, so I'll relate to you. I'll just kind of dig in from mine. Experiencing this just to just kind of peel the curtain back too, because I think you touched on a really important point that potential, again, going back to the sort of pressure that can come on being in the health and wellness space because of what you do from a career standpoint. And because like, again, think about what percentage of the population has ever done an Ironman. It's a very, very small percentage, right? Like very, very minute population that can say they've accomplished that. So that's like a very top tier, you know, perspective. And that's something that I think has been powerful for me is shifting that mindset. Like, obviously I haven't done it, but I've trained in like triathlon sprints and worked with other athletes and other endurance athletes. And that's, I was really excited to even work with you to be able to put those pieces together and expand those horizons and apply different things. But being able to work with the top 1% in the fight world and the other athletic endeavors to be able to see like, how does that mindset shift? And to your point, going back to that idea of when you're peaking for the event, when you're really getting into that final climb, it's horrible. It's like grueling. It's a burnout. You're hitting, I call it the red line. You're redlining your body as if you're driving a car, you're redlining super hard. And that's why you can only do it for an unsustained period of time. There's a very small window. You peak. And that's what I do find to be helpful from at least the coach perspective, not from the athlete perspective, because this is brutal from the athlete perspective. From the coach perspective is we know we have that date set so I can peak you for that and be able to work towards that. It's the mental buildup to it that sucks because you know, oh shit, I have 2 more weeks. I have to gruel through and get through and be able to do that. So I even wonder going back to that like component of not only it feeling like a burden, but then this is where I think there's an opportunity and it's easier said than done, but you touched on it also is how you word things, not saying I can't do this or I won't do this. I'm going to just do it or I'm going to do that. Looking at the opportunity of how we can leverage some mantras and some reframes in our brain to say, hey, I get to go do this. I've worked hard for this. Like those kind of variables that come into play, what your thoughts are even around that and how they've even worked for you in the past.
Yeah. No, I mean, the main reason I do endurance events isn't for athleticism. It's for mental growth. So I started off being a marathon runner and got injured and then through my injury found triathlon, but it was always people would be like, wow, like you accomplished that day. And I think what a lot of people that aren't, you know, in the competitive world, in terms of like doing events, whether it be fighting, you could apply this to any sport really, but you know, I'm primarily in like running and triathlon, is it's not the day, it's what's hard is the commitment of like those months of training and how it changes you as a person, right? Because you have to, the failures, like I was just talking to my other friend about the first time, there's this guy I know and he's training for his first 70.3. And I was talking to him about my first Ironman. I'm like, it took me 3 times to get to 100 miles on the bike. I kept failing. Like, I got heat exhaustion. I had a cramp. Like, I was sick throwing up. Like, I couldn't get there. Like, and then finally got there. And it's like, you learn through the upsets. And like, I'm sure it's the same way with you. Like, when you win the fight, woo, you know, but like when you lose the fight, you're more critical of what did I do wrong? You know, why did I lose? Like, or, you know, like, I think people, and also that's just psychology. Like, we cling to negative events more than positive. But for me, I've found like what pushes me forward is, and maybe that's why I haven't been as motivated to reach my goals in terms of like lifting and stuff. And in other areas, it's not about like my physique. Like, it's not, like, of course, like, I'd love to have like a little bit tighter body or, you know, feel better, but it's always just been like mentally, like working through these things and like being mentally strong, because where I was before with marathons to do trial, it's like a totally different animal. Like, you think you're out there, the bike's the biggest portion. You're on the bike. For me, I'm slower. So when I was on hills, I was on my bike for like over 7 hours. You're on your bike for 6-7 hours and, you know, you're just in your head, you know, you're there. And my sister's like, why would you want to do that? That sounds miserable. But it's like weird. You go on autopilot and you're just like following the task. And it just requires like a different amount of like mental tact than it's not physical. Of course, you need to be in shape enough to do it, but you'd be surprised if anybody has ever put themselves in an extreme situation, how much more you can actually do than like you think you can do, if that makes sense. Like, if somebody's chasing you and like gonna kill you, like, I'm sure somebody who never ran a mile could run like 5 miles to get out of there, for the most part, like, you know, health conditions pending and stuff like that. But you'd do a lot more if you had a threat coming at you.
Well said, Katie. Like, that's a very strong point. That, like, that's why I always say, like, when someone's, if I'm training one-on-one or in a coaching setting, working with a fighter, we even have these kind of like the virtual component or just writing out programs, is like 9 times out of 10, it's not the person, it's not even the programming that's failing them. It's the mind. It's the, hey, I don't want to do this. This is uncomfortable. This sucks. It's like, guess what? You could be in suck for a very long period of time before you physically are going to give out. And that's where like adrenaline becomes a powerful lever. All these hormonal and hermetic responses become powerful levels. But the bigger thing that you touched on is that internal dialogue and conversation has to happen. That can be really strong, but the downside is it can very easily, if we're not mindful of it, shift and sway the opposite direction, where it's a very strong demotivator too, right? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You go dark, you go very dark and you're just like, yeah.
I can talk myself out of almost anything. Even if I want to do it, I can talk myself into a lot of different things that just don't necessarily make sense with the goal. So that's why I think even from here, like what we're going to get out of this and being able to, and that's why I'm digging a little bit more into these like kind of questions and really just digging into like, hey, being aware that, hey, like you have a lot of strengths to leverage from the past, clearly, hence why you're here. And the fact that you even showed up for this call, like, right? You mentioned it like, hey, I didn't really want to do this. I didn't want to be here today. And it's Friday. Like, there's other shit you could be doing with your time right now, but you're investing in yourself. And honestly, everyone watching, she's investing in you guys by being here. So thanks to Katie on that. You guys, I'm also going to plug your podcast. When that goes up, you guys should check it out. We'll put the information below. You guys should definitely check her out on social media if you're not already. Quick plug, by the way. But
thanks, Mike.
But just to that point, like, again, the idea of you have these strengths and you have these assets to leverage and being able to acknowledge them more. I imagine, and you already touched on it from the psychology standpoint, we cling to the negative, right? Yeah. What if we look and explore some strategies how we could cling to the win? So I, for example, one of the things that comes to my mind is writing out, instead of a to-do list, writing out a done list at the end of the day. Instead of in the beginning of the day, still have a to-do list, but at the end of the day, writing out or crossing off those things, it feels really good. And I think you might surprise yourself. Maybe not. Maybe you've already like, you know, like what you have as far as assets, but like, yeah, think about all the things you accomplished this week that you didn't want to do. What's one more thing?
Yeah. Like getting stuff done is huge. Like that's why I've learned for myself, like just getting the workout done in the morning. Cause otherwise, I know if other people feel like some people like, oh, they like to work out at night or their schedules with work, but like it looms all day. It's not done. It's not done. Now I'm getting tired because of like life. Like when you wake up, I'm my freshest, right? There's no drama. Nothing's happened yet. I could just go do it. and then get into the day and whatever unfolds, unfolds. And I don't have that pressure of the workout, especially when it's like a bigger workout. I joined a swim team and they swim at night. And I'm like, you know, it's great because you get to swim with a group and with open water, you know, you shouldn't swim alone and all that. But my hesitancy is like, ooh, but like, you know, work could blow. Like there's like too many like factors that could like affect like the workout not happening that cause that anxiety in me. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know if anybody else listening struggles with self-esteem, but I'm the worst. Like even at work, I was talking to my coworker and I'm like, this isn't done and that's not done. And she's like, yeah, but what about all the stuff you did do? Cause I'm just always like pushing like, oh, more, more, more. Like it's not enough. It's not enough versus like, actually, like I was telling my coach, well, I don't want to slack. Like, my tri coach, and she's like, you're not slacking. And I'm like, I feel like I'm slacking. Even when I'm doing the work, see, I'm slacking with you coaching. I'm not really doing it, but even I'm doing the workouts over there and I still feel like I'm slacking. So it's like, even when I did the workout the one day you wrote and I didn't do two of the exercises, then I was like, oh, when I didn't do it right, or I didn't do it, you know, so that's me. That's like my own internalization of like, you know, I need to fix that. Like no one, like you could tell me I'm great. Everybody could tell me I'm great until I feel like I'm great. That shit's not going to change for me. And that was a big realization because I'd always seek external validation all the time. Like that's what Instagram's for, you know, like, of course, like I like to use it as like a diary to like remember, but like, it's nice to like get the validation or, you know, get that little dopamine hit, but it doesn't stay at the end of the day. So I'm like, oh, I suck. Like, I know I don't really suck, but it's just that feeling of like that hamster wheel in your head of like the most, you know, the people with my job, I work with a lot of successful people. And it's like, so many people struggle with that imposter syndrome or not feeling enough. And then, you know, somebody else could look and go, but, like people would write me sometimes and say, you're so inspiring. Or, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, you're talking to me? Like I'm inspiring. I'm like writing about how like running a mile, like makes me want to cry. like, how is that inspiring? Like, you know, it's like, just kind of like, and I can't even run fast anymore. Cause I would, in my head, I would go the things like I admire and I'd want to be. And then, you know, somebody could look at me and go, oh, but this way and that. So you never know like what people's perception is. So it's interesting, right? Cause we look at ourselves and like, how you look at yourself might be different than how I look at you, or, you know, your wife looks at you or your friends. So it's one of those things of, you know, it's only what we give it, like the value we give it.
Which isn't easy to be able to say, hey, I'm going to honor this. Especially when you have these behavior patterns built in, because it doesn't just happen overnight, right? They are slow building. I think I always make this analogy, whether it's like neurological training for actual mechanics and techniques of movements, but even behavior patterns wise, is if we were going to build a path in the woods, like you don't just all of a sudden have a highway in the woods. First, you have to clear the path. Then you have to walk that path. Then you have to lay it down. Then you have to put the asphalt. Then you have to, I'm actually not a road builder clearly, but like, you know, the point of it is it takes a process. And clearly, like, so even for what I know about you, like I have my own perspective on this. So I wish I could just show you a mirror sometimes. It's like, dude, look at all this stuff. Like you talked about all these people that you work with that are successful. When you talk to them, I'm willing to bet they say, well, yeah, Katie's successful. I work with her. Like you're in that same boat, but in your mind, sounds like you're not putting yourself in that boat. So I also wonder, this is a challenge I kind of want to dig into for even the next week. Cause even you said like, hey, I didn't do the work. I know you actually did do some work this week. Like I know you did some of the components of it that you're not even giving yourself credit for. But I want to kind of ask you some homework or some actionable tasks we can say, like you said, I can't do it for you. You can do it for you, but I can potentially help explore that with you and figure out what's an actionable thing that you can do. With that being said, let's look into the next week. What is one thing, just one thing you would be confident with saying you could do on a daily basis? Doesn't even actually have to be with whatever you feel confident with in a frequency basis to be able to remind yourself of your badassery, I'll say for lack of a better word.
Oh, one thing I could do. I mean,
putting you on the spot, by the way.
I know I'm not good on the spot, so I might have something better to say when we talk next week. But yeah, I mean, I think it really comes down to just like being enough. Like whatever I can do is enough. And then like being more communicative, like because I was thinking, I was gonna ask you, like, okay, there's days I work out at home and there's days I'm at the gym and there's days I have short more time. So I was like, I feel like I just need options. So it's like in the moment, like say I'm home and I have my band. Okay. I can do like the PT style work and that's okay. Or if I'm at the gym and I have heavier weights, then I could do that work. You know, so in my head, I'm like, okay, like, cause you write stuff for me, but then I'm like, well, maybe I just not in that situation, right? Like I'm home. I don't have the weights or the bench. Vice versa. So I was like, maybe if I just have like a more like versatile, selection, and then just knowing like whatever I go do, as long as I like write it down and tell you, then like, you could say, okay, she's comfortable with this. Like, I feel like sometimes I don't communicate. Like I just shut down. Cause I'm like, I don't want to do with that. Like, but I might feel more like inclined cause I'm more comfortable as I'm getting used to it on my own. Like, but I could do this, but I'm not saying that. So I think maybe I could commit to like communicating better about like why I'm not doing things. And then just like, also, like you said, like giving myself like a little bit more credit when I am able to accomplish things. Cause I do feel better from, it was only 2 days, but I normally don't work out at all in terms of like strength. So now if I add that again, you know, I'll do it. You know, it's just habitual of like the comfort levels. I always walk in the gym and go to the pool. You know, so the other day I walked in the gym, worked out, then went to the pool because we talked about doing like the weaker sport first. So because I have anxiety about getting in the pool, right? Because it's like I had the swim done. So yeah, I think I'll work on those things in terms of the next week, and then, you know, see how it goes. But I think that would be a good goal for me. I mean, I feel like in my heart, like I can't like overcommit, like, oh, I'm definitely going to do it every day, like working the strength, but I could commit like to at least, you know, trying to stick to the 2 days and doing that, like whatever day it is.
And you touched like, dude, this is where I got to give props where props are due with the experience that you have and the awareness, like, cause you're at this stage where even if there's challenges and there's struggles, the fact that you're aware of them to me puts you at a very high advantage versus most people. And I'm sure a lot of people listening too that can say like, yeah, honestly, I don't even know where my shortcomings might be. Like a lot of people don't even have the connection. Like I have a lot of clients transparently. I'm like, hey, where does it hurt? They're like, I don't even know. I just know I don't feel good. And like, they can't even connect the dots in their own body, right, and their own brain, and being able to see that. So I think that's an important part I wanted to just like kind of pull out and empower and highlight for you. So to kind of recap that, just to make sure I'm hearing you, and just for my own, like, I guess efficacy here, is to have that communication. And that's something that I'm curious, like what you would find helpful for me. And like, we even kind of dug into that, having this time that we'll check in come a certain point of the day, by the afternoon, like noonish time, because if it doesn't happen in the morning, it's not happening, right, for you specifically.
Yeah.
So what would you find helpful when it comes to that communication side? Like, obviously I can't like get in your brain, but if even from like, not only on the training days, on the non-training days, on the days, if it would be helpful for me to say, hey, if I don't hear from you by this time, I'm going to check in. Or what are your thoughts around what I could do to help bring to the table?
I mean, I feel like it's a personal commitment issue, you know, like it's my issue, like, because even if you text me, if I don't want to do it, like, I think I just haven't, I'm a very like scheduled person. So I have to figure it out in terms of like, it doesn't feel feasible right now. Right. Like I'm feeling overwhelmed. Like, so I have to find a way to like make it feasible, and then I can commit to it. And then it would be like, okay, like a check-in. But it's kind of like today, like sometimes I just, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a check-in, because I might just say I didn't do it. And then like, sometimes I just need to be like I didn't want to swim. And I was texting my teammate Mark, and he's like, all right, well, you know, take a rest. And I was like, I feel really guilty I'm not swimming. And he's like, well, just go do one thing. So then I was like, all right. And I went and I did it. Now if I wasn't texting with him, I probably wouldn't have went. Right. So props to my teammate Mark for that. So with you, maybe that would help, right? Like, okay. And then I could say, I didn't do it, Mike. And then you could say, okay, well, like, what could you do right now? Like stop whatever you're doing for like 10 minutes and like, just do this one thing. Right. Like, I feel like sometimes that's it. Like in the moment, like how I didn't want to do this call today, but like, I'm doing it. I'm actually enjoying it. I feel more fulfilled. I feel good. But if you would have, like, when I texted you, I was like, you would have been like, we can reschedule. I would have been like, great. You know what I mean? So I think maybe having that accountability, like, you know, like that little bit of pushback of like, okay, well, like, what can you do? Cause you like, you have to do something, you know? And then it's like, if I really, cause most of the time, like, can I really not do it? No, of course I can. I just don't, it's the mind. I don't want to, I want to like go have a cocktail and watch, like, you know, watch a YouTube video. I don't want to go do some squats right now.
Like, that sucks. Yeah. Like, that's not going to be fun. And, but then, like you said, like, to your point, at the end of it, when you are done, the fulfillment you gain from it, that's something I'm curious if you would find helpful as well. It's because it sounded like, obviously, just from that component of just being able to think out loud can help with that piece. So I can offer up something to bounce back, like, all right, cool, just bust out the foam roller. Let's do 5 minutes of rolling. And then once you start getting blood flow, you're like, ah, you know what? I actually feel kind of good. Here, I'll do one resistance band exercise. Then that snowballs. So like what I do with clients sometimes too is like, listen, I don't care if you go to the gym and work out or not, but you're going to go to the gym on these designated times and you're going to just sit in the parking lot then for 20 minutes and watch YouTube videos, but you're going to be in the parking lot. You're going to spend that time there. I'm not saying that's exactly what we do here.
Yeah. But no, that's what James Clear says. Like my like favorite author, like he has a thing of like build small. So he was like, even if you just go to the gym and like, it's creating the habit, right? It's all habits because that's how we have more bandwidth because you go on autopilot, right? Like, I don't have to think about it. Like, you just do it. Like when you have too many things to think about, and that's what I think it is too. And we can talk about this next week because I know we're getting out of time, but my hesitancy is also, I don't know the exercises. So the time it takes me to read what you write, understand what I have to do, understand how I have to do proper form, and like then do it. Like if the workout's a half an hour, it's taking me 2 hours because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not familiar enough in the space. Like that's why swimming, biking, running is easy because it wasn't easy at first, but like now I'm familiar. Like I know all the things,
yeah.
You know, not all of them, but whatever. I'm well-versed enough to be comfortable. So that maybe we can dig into that next week of like, that is, a wall for me of why I don't do things because it feels too hard or I'm like not familiar enough that like I can't just do it. So, you know, in that respect, I think that would be a good place to pick up on. And then also just starting small, like it's okay. Like even if you just told me like I could just do the exercises that I know for like 2 weeks, that's it. Like I know all the PT stuff, just do your PT stuff. I don't have to do anything new. Accountability, you know, I think that for me, you know, maybe coming out of like, you know, wrapping up here, like maybe that makes more sense, you know, like a reminder, what can you do? Yeah, I could do that. Like doing some clamshells, leg lifts, bridges. Okay. You know, this new stuff though.
F that noise.
Not that it's hard. It's just, you know, then I'm like, is my form right? Is this right? Oh, and then it's like more challenging, you know?
It goes back to that perfectionist nature, that mindset. And then the consumption, believe it or not, the consumption, like you mentioned, bandwidth, the consumption of bandwidth, the consumption of energy, like you said, and even to that point of like from James Clearly.
Clear.
Clear. I'm just adding on extra letters and stuff to his name. But to that point of being able to say like, hey, when we can start to grease the groove and we start to just have it require less energy, less bandwidth. So to recap here, because I think to your point, like A, from a time perspective, and you touched on a really important point I figure we'll bring it home with, is A, I'm going to dig in on the communication side of things to challenge you on that too. So if I don't hear from you for a day, I'm going to call you on your shit and be like, hey girl, what's going on? Where you at? You don't love me? Like, I'll just do some funny like shit like that. But on the other
side. Send me a meme.
Yeah. Like I'll just be like a ghost or like just like.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, I think that's a great call that you kind of came across yourself, but having that validation from me as the coach to saying, do what you know. That's what we're going to even actually focus on for the next week. And then when we come back next week to see how that goes and what things are going to go right, things are going to go wrong, and seeing and unpack what comes up from that. But I'm excited to your point of all these things that come from this all came from you, by the way, Katie. Like, I just want to highlight this. All these ideas, these are your ideas, by the way. I'm just helping you kind of pull them out. And then we can reframe it and put it together. And that's to me what a coach really should be doing. Obviously, besides the programming, like there's certain structure we need to provide. Obviously, that's why we're here. But a lot of this is coming from within you that you already know about yourself. So I wanted to highlight that. Just props are due. But
Thanks, but yeah, you got to call me out. You know, I'm bad at taking compliments, but yeah, I agree with you. I think that that's like, you know, everybody needs support. Like I always say, like nobody does it alone. Like as much as anybody knows, like my coach has a coach. Like I'm sure you have
a coach.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I think so. If anybody who's listening, like me and Mike are longtime friends, like he's married to my best friend. So I like, you know, as much as I say, like, you know, you're coaching me, it's like more natural. I'm like, you're just Mike to me. And then I have like my tri coach in my head where I say like coach. So it's interesting to like, you know, like shift dynamics. And me and Mike have worked alongside together for a while talking about all this fitness and, you know, e-commerce and all the online business stuff. So I was like, oh, hard to put it together. But yeah, I think that's really important. You need somebody to like be your advocate. Like it doesn't matter what you know, everybody needs support. So I need lots of support. I need lots of coaches.
Got you, girl. I got you, Katie. And that's like, I'm going to go throw one more, like just prop where props are due. Like again, and that's what's been cool for me is to learn from you in the sense of not only from the training components of things and the endurance side of things and being able to expand my own interests and thirst for knowledge around that to gain more because of that, even just from having the opportunity to work with you now, I've dug more into my textbooks and dug into more of my own network just to better provide and deliver for you. And that levels my game up. And then also, even from the business side of things, you've helped out tremendously from business to marketing to ideas to being able to stay focused and not like spreading myself super thin and doing 17,000 different things and just doing this one thing really good and then going on to the next thing. So again, I'm going to remind everybody, you want awesome skills like that. I'm not saying Katie's going to be able to work with you specifically. She may be busy at a certain point, but I'm going to put all the info to get in touch with her and especially check the podcast, social media, contact stages and how to go about that. It's all going to be below however you guys are watching this. So make sure you check Katie out.
Yeah. We'll leave you guys with a teaser. There's a lot of things we could talk about. So I appreciate the time and meeting with you and the coaching and it's definitely made a big difference already. So I'm looking forward to where it evolves. So
yeah, all Katie. Right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, dude.
So I just wanted to say thank you guys again for watching, listening, consuming that episode. If you guys enjoyed it and you haven't already, please like, please comment. If you haven't reviewed, please leave a review. If you haven't followed or subscribed, please do that as well. Again, it tremendously helps us out. And then just a quick reminder, if you guys want more resources, we have them below. We have our programs, everything from free all the way up to paid and kind of everything in between. Dial in with the customization, and we have more information on different programs and resources in our newsletter. So if you haven't signed up for that, do so below. It's free. And that is it, y'all. See you on the next one.